Well, we, you know, been spending the last couple of days here, you know, watching a lot of Oakland, and real big physical football team. They love to run the ball. They got some great backs, big offensive line, very athletic, big receivers. I mean, they're big everywhere. Real physical front seven on defense. Big corners, play a lot of man-to-man coverage, get up and challenge the receivers. Very good in the kicking game. Got a lot of big, fast guys in coverage, and you know, two real good returners. So I think this is a a team that's really strong, physical. Want to play with power, and we're gonna have to be ready to play that way too.
Bill, you mentioned the man-to-man coverage that you might see. What do you see from Asamoah? You hear good things about him, but maybe because he plays for a team that isn't winning a lot of games, maybe he slips under the radar a little bit. I think Mike Shanahan called him one of the best in the game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's a very good corner. He's a tall guy, and for his length, he's got good quickness. Gets his hands on receivers well. He's very physical. He's a good tackler, a good run force player. In all honesty, he doesn't get a lot of action. People stay away from him a good part of the time, and so he doesn't get an inordinate number of opportunities to play the ball or to have his receiver get it. I mean, he gets a few, but not all that many. But he's very impressive. He's tight on the receiver. He's very physical at the line of scrimmage, and he's a good run force player and a tackler. He's a complete player. Does everything in the game well.
And Bill, from what you've seen, do they move him around, or are they pretty much locked in on sides with their corners?
They move him some. Most of the time, they don't. But we have seen a match from time to time, and so we'll have to be ready to play it both ways. I'm sure they could do it either way, but they have matched in the past, but they don't match a lot more than they do match.
Okay, and I'd assume he'd be mostly on the left side, defensive.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, you talked last week about the crowd noise in Seattle. What about Oakland with the black hole? You got any memorable stories from that group of creatures?
Sure, I'll get a great reception from them. I always do. They always seem particularly happy to see me. So I'm sure I'll get a nice welcome from them. Yeah, I mean, it's loud in Oakland. They're it's a very, very good fan base. They're enthusiastic. They try to make it hard on the opponents, and especially when it gets down there in that area. We were out for a Monday night game a few years ago, and that was pretty intense there. So I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
Bill, is there legitimacy to the so-called rookie wall? And if so, as a coach, how do you deal with it?
Well, as I said, it's a long season. It's a lot longer than any college season. So when you come into the National Football League, you can't really prepare for the length and the intensity of this season. You can talk about it. Other people can tell you about it. But all that, but until you actually experience it, it's not really the same. And so we all have to go through that, and how it affects each individual player. First time they go through a season like this is unique to each individual. So I think it's an adjustment period. It certainly was for me the first year I did it, and then from then on it was never as bad as the first year, because at least you know what to expect and know how to pace yourself and can kind of both mentally and physically know what you're dealing with and kind of gear up for it. So how it affects each individual player or individual coach, for that matter, that goes through it the first time is it's certainly a learning experience and something that you can't prepare for. You just have to take it as it comes and adjust to it and do the best you can.
Bill, on the play from that Seahawks game where Seneca Wallace had that run on their last drive.
Right.
Is there I don't know if leniency is the right word, but from a coaching standpoint, when a player sort of pulls up, I mean, it sort of looks like he doesn't want to pick up the 15-yard penalty there, which we've seen quite a bit of this year, pretty close plays. I mean, how do you coach that, I guess?
Play till the runner's on the ground, or he's out of bounds. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen that before. You know, players, quarterbacks especially, running to the sideline. They get right to the sideline and then, you know, pull it down and stay in bounds and try to tightrope it down the sideline or fake like they're going out of bounds and then, you know, sprint past the defender. So we've just got to be a little more, you know, alert in all those situations and finish the plays. And, you know, I don't want to say play to the whistle because that's really not accurate anymore, but play till the runner's down, until the possession of the ball is clear at the end of the play.
Mm-hmm. Are there any extra logistical hurdles? Let's say you guys wanted to bring in players to work out, just not being at home. I mean, any logistical stuff other than simply picking maybe a player up at the airport out in California instead of Boston? Are you handcuffed at all if you wanted to work out a player based on the fact you're not at home right now?
No, I don't think so. I think, as you said, there might be a little bit more of a process just because, you know, we're not doing it where we normally do it. But we'd fly them in here, pick them up, go do it, you know, get the physical done and all that. You know, we'd do whatever we would normally do. It'd probably just not be quite as expedient and smooth. We'd just have to, you know, go through the process. It might take a little bit longer, but no, I don't think it would. It wouldn't restrict us.
Do you have your practice squad guys out there? Are they joining you, or were they out there?
Yes, they will. They'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill, will you take any time this week, just a few minutes, to maybe talk to Randy at all just about going back to Oakland and maybe just because there might be extra emotions for him in that situation to maybe just check in with him and make sure that the I guess the emotions don't get in the way of either preparations or leading into the game?
Well, Randy's pretty professional. He's one of the most professional guys we have, so I'm not really too concerned about that. But I have talked to Randy about the specific players and their skills and strengths and weaknesses and that kind of thing. So we've already had those discussions, you know, relative to preparing for the Raiders, but no, I think the rest of it is, you know, he's, you know, played a lot of football. We've all played teams that we've been on before, or knew people from, or what have you, and that's seems like that stuff comes up every week with some player or another, either on our team or the other team that we face. So that's, I think that's the novelty on that's kind of worn off. But definitely, he and Lamont know a lot of players on the Raiders team and their skills and strengths and weaknesses, and I think that can definitely help us in our preparations. They know a lot better than we do.
And I guess I'll just finish it up, Bill. I mean, in terms of them helping you, I mean, how does that, is that a regular occurrence, like, throughout the week? Because, like you say, it seems like every week you get a guy who maybe was on the other team. And how does that process work where the information they might have can help you? Do they just relay it to you and then you disseminate it to the team? Can you add any insight on that process, maybe?
Yeah, well, I think it would depend on what the nature of the information was and who the team was. With, you know, a lot of teams, we have quite a bit of information on those teams just from our accumulation of information from playing them and watching them play other teams, the division teams, and, you know, teams like Pittsburgh and Denver and Indianapolis and teams like that that we play year in and year out. You know, maybe if you had a player from one of those teams, you might ask them, you know, a specific question about, you know, how do they block this or how would they read that or what adjustment would they make if this happened and that type of thing. But, you know, I think for the most part, we have a pretty good understanding because we've already gone through that with, you know, a lot of players and, frankly, a lot of coaches and, you know, we've studied those teams very thoroughly. But, you know, a new team, one that you haven't played in a while, that you're not really very familiar with, you know, say a team like St. Louis, where, you know, Mark LeBoire was earlier in the year, you know, he knows those players well and, you know, how they run certain plays and things they look for and, you know, kind of the whole procedure of play calling or so forth. And so, you know, that kind of information can be helpful. So if it's a player that knows more than you do, then they could add some insight on that. But I mean, most of the time I would say that it's pretty minimal what they can really add to it, you know, if it's a team that you really know well.
I guess I'll just toss one more in there, Bill. I mean,
sure.
was it good to have? I know you mentioned it was. It's always good to have players back, but specific to having Junior back, it seemed like he stepped literally right back into the leadership area in terms of addressing the team before the game. If I read it right, I could be wrong on that. I mean, was that the case? And I mean, could you comment on just having that leadership back in that form?
Well, it's great. No, I think it's great. One thing about Junior. He's very enthusiastic and vocal and positive. And I think, you know, every one of us appreciates that, whether we've been in the game a while or whether it's a first-year player or that type of thing. And he also has a perspective now from a guy who's been out of football all year and a little bit the same thing with Colvin about, you know, how good it is to be back and how, you know, you can't ever assume that an opportunity is going to last forever and take advantage of the ones that you have. So I don't think it ever gets old to hear a player of Junior stature and the respect that he has on this football team and in the league for that matter, but, you know, step up and say what's on his mind and what's important to him and what, you know, what he thinks about the game or the situation or our team. And so I think that's well received by everyone. And he's so genuine that it's, you know, that makes it even more, a little more special.
Bill, do you have an update on Teddy at all?
No, I don't. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.